Tablet 15, Chapter 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10, verse 1. His disciples were ready to take the responsibility of becoming laborers for the Lord. So he gave them power and knowledge to go and spread his preaching of the kingdom. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Matthew 10, verses 2 through 4. They were all equal, and there was no discrimination. Only those disciples who were more sincere and would do the will of the Father more intensely were greater, regardless of their background. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10, verses 5 and 6. The house of Israel is only a part of the children of Israel. The children of Israel were divided into two nations, as the house of Judah, Jews, and the house of Israel, the 10 lost tribes. The house of Israel, which was 10 tribes, was kept captive and carried away by the Assyrians, and their territories, the northern kingdom, were given to other people. These 10 lost tribes apparently never came back to their lands. But as it was described in the book, Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled, these 10 tribes scattered north and northwest from their original land. Indeed, Christ had come to gather these people as prophesied by Jacob, that the Messiah is one who will gather the people of Israel until Shiloh, Messiah, come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Christ had not come to gather the Jews, house of Judah, but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. For more detail, read, Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10, verses 7 to 8. He taught his disciples to follow his example, preach his teaching, and do the healing. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And in whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, When you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Matthew 10, verses 9 to 15. These were instruction given by Isa to his disciples to go preach and heal. In fact, this should be the lifestyle of those who become renunciates, sannyasins. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10, verse 16. The serpent is wisdom consciousness, which is the spiritual force latently asleep at the end of the spinal cord. In Sanskrit, it is called the Kundalini. When this spiritual force is asleep, there is not wisdom present in man, and he is a rational animal. But when it is risen to the higher self, fourth chakra and up, it becomes wisdom. It is the same serpent which was directed for satisfaction of the lower self and became temptation to the woman, Eve. She ate of the tree of knowledge and gave man also to eat of it. But when this spiritual force, by his grace, is directed to the higher self, a great wisdom will be gained. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought for how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Matthew 10, verses 17 to 19. Let the Lord do it through you, and glorify him, by knowing it is he who is doing great work through you. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Matthew 10, verse 20. It is he who does it through you. Also, if you are not pure enough, your ego will come in and you will learn your impurities. So go ahead anyway. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And he shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 10, verses 21 and 22. People do not want to hear the truth, his name, pure consciousness, and will hate whoever tells them the truth. But those who do not fail and keep the truth to the end will be saved. He does not say, I will save you. He says, I give you the truth. By following it, you will be set free.